KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly to mostly sunny sky at 72 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today. A chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports 14 more people have died from COVID-19 for a total of 578. And there were 562 new positive cases of the virus since Wednesday for a total of 20,574. There are also 8,620 more negative case test results than Wednesday. 265 more people had recovered from the virus for a total of 12,157. And the number of Iowans who've been tested rose 9,145 to 173,280. The IDPH reports also there were four less persons who remained in a hospital, but 10 more were admitted Wednesday for a total of 310. The number of persons in an ICU was down 11 to 105. Six fewer people were on ventilators for a total of 70. The number of long-term care facility outbreaks is unchanged at 42. 10 more patients and or staff have tested positive, though, for COVID-19 for a total of 1,605. And five more died at those facilities for a total of 288. 80 have recovered from COVID-19, which is 41 more than Wednesday. On the Regional Medical Coordination Center, Region 4 for Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals, shows that one less person was hospitalized, two less people are in an ICU, none had been admitted over the past 24 hours, and two remain on ventilators. For Cass and surrounding counties, there wasn't much change in the number of cases and the number of those who have recovered over the past 24 hours. The exceptions, Guthrie and Shelby counties, both of which had one more positive case of COVID-19, and Pottawatomie County, where the IDPH dashboard shows 306 cases and 105 recovered. Pottawatomie County health officials on Wednesday evening reported seven new COVID-19 cases, all of whom were residents of Council Bluffs. Three of the individuals are 18 to 40 years of age, and two are 41 to 60, two are 61 to 80. They were tested between May 22nd and June 2nd. According to the IDPH dashboard, 3,438 Pottawatomie County residents have been tested for COVID-19 so far. A total of 316 had tested positive as of Wednesday, and an additional 11 people had recovered, bringing the total number of recoveries there to 180. Five persons were hospitalized, 115 were self-isolating, a total of 92 Pott County COVID-19 cases were the result of community spread. PCPH reported Wednesday a total of 316 COVID-19 cases, while the dashboard from the state showed 275, and the officials say part of the reason for the discrepancy is timing and the fluidity of the situation. Another reason is the inconsistency of epilinking, that's epidemiology-linked individuals. A person can be epilinked if their physician or PCPH assumes that they have the virus based on close contact with a confirmed case and a demonstration of COVID-19 symptoms. Epilinked cases are not confirmed by laboratory testing, however. PCPH includes epilinked persons in their monitoring process and offers them assistance and guidance as they recover. Contact tracing is also conducted for epilinked persons. The state of Iowa does not account for epilinked cases in their official numbers. Pott County Public Health began epilinking cases on May 16th and has worked with a total of 30 cases so far. Mills County public health officials last night confirmed an additional positive case of COVID-19 was found in a person there from 41 to 60 years of age. The case was contracted through community spread and brings the total number of COVID-19 cases in Mills County to 20. Of those, 19 people have recovered from the virus. Officials say to date, 1,249 residents of the county have been tested. A group of Iowans who oppose mandatory vaccination laws rallied outside the Iowa Capitol Tuesday in Des Moines. State Representative Jeff Shipley, a Republican from Fairfield, supports the group's cause.
I'm not going to be governed by unsubstantiated health theories. All right, I'll just start with that.
Shipley suggests COVID-19 might be a botched chemical weapon developed by China. Or in China, he accuses the media, bureaucrats, and politicians of presenting the public with unproven information about the virus.
It doesn't matter that this vaccine doesn't exist. It's probably impossible to develop a safe vaccine. It's hardly going to work anyway, and this virus isn't even killing anybody. And who knows, maybe our brothers and sisters in Black Lives Matter or Antifa, we got to find out a way to collaborate. But if there are some institutions that are disrespecting human dignity, they got to go.
Late Wednesday morning, the Iowa Department of Public Health website had indicated 564 Iowans have died from COVID-19 this year. And again, that number has increased in the latest report. Shipley says fellow members of the legislature wearing masks and face shields are virtual signaling rather than promoting the public health. And he questions the pandemic-related closures and restrictions Governor Kim Reynolds ordered this spring, most of which have been lifted.
If you didn't stand up and demand your freedom, do you really think Governor Reynolds would have respected it as much? No, the politicians, they need to hear from you.
Other Republican lawmakers spoke at the rally, including Bobby Kaufman of Wilton, Skylar Wheeler of Orange City, and Stephen Holt of Denison. Holt says Reynolds was more respectful of personal liberty than other governors.
She did not impose mandatory shelter-in-place orders, and she was far more reasonable in the manner in which she tried to deal with this crisis. However, the fact remains that actions have been taken across the nation that have violated our most fundamental rights.
Holt says the U.S. economy has been decimated, and he called for the immediate restoration of law and order in the country. Wednesday's rally was live-streamed on the Facebook page of the Informed Choice Iowa group. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that there have been four recent arrests dating back to May 29th. On Monday, 60-year-old Daryl D. Armstrong and 33-year-old Leslie Catherine Herrick, both of Anita, were arrested on one charge each of violation of a no-contact order. They were cited to appear in court at a later date and released. On Sunday, 23-year-old Cole Austin Holliday of Elkhorn was arrested in Cass County for possession of marijuana for his defense and OWI for his defense. Holliday was later released on his own recognizance. Last Saturday, 56-year-old Wade Allen Anderson of Atlantic was arrested on a Polk County warrant. Anderson was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released to Polk County authorities. And on May 29th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Dan Douglas Christensen of Atlantic on charges of OWI first offense and driving while suspended. Christensen was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Officials of the Creston Police Department this morning said 49-year-old Michael Williams of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon for domestic abuse assault by impeding air and or blood flow and for violation of a protection order. Williams was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And back on May 30th, 39-year-old Christopher Cackley of Fort Dodge was arrested in Creston for burglary in the third degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Wednesday night arrested a man on a criminal mischief charge. 46-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 900 block of East Washington Avenue a little before 10 p.m. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $300. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said a 17-year-old male had been arrested at around 10:45 p.m. Tuesday following a reported possible disturbance on the lawn of a residence in the 18,800 block of Evergreen in Council Bluffs. The unidentified juvenile faces a charge of assault with intent to inflict serious injury on a 39-year-old male. No serious injuries were reported, though. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a female passenger in a vehicle that was involved in an accident late Tuesday morning had complained of pain but was not transported to the hospital. Authorities say the 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix, driven by 24-year-old Aaron Cox of Corning, was traveling west on Cromwell Road in Union County at around 11:40 p.m. Tuesday when the car went out of control due to its speed. An argument between Cox and his passenger, 23-year-old Sarah Baker of Creston, was also said to have contributed to Cox's loss of control. Both subjects were wearing their seatbelts. When Cox slammed on the brakes to avoid the accident, the car skidded into the south ditch. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $4,500. There were no citations issued. Police in Shenandoah have arrested a Clarinda man for allegedly taking a vehicle without the owner's permission. 31-year-old Nicholas Steinhoff was arrested Tuesday evening after he allegedly drove a vehicle from Shenandoah to Clarinda. The incident had begun around 6:30 p.m. when authorities were dispatched to a residence in Shenandoah for a possible domestic situation and stolen vehicle. After further investigation, officers with Shenandoah Police Force contacted Page County deputies to check a residence off of Highway 2 where the car might be located. Acting on that information, the deputies arrested Steinhoff at the same residence. He was being held in the Page County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in news from across the state, a crash at around 4:25 this morning in central Iowa's Warren County has resulted in a death. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2010 Kia Sedona was traveling south on Interstate 35 southbound when the SUV struck a guardrail near mile marker 36 and a quarter. The driver of the vehicle, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Their name was not immediately released. The accident remains under investigation. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.